Hi everyone. How was your weekend? Mine was relaxing. Let me tell you about it. Listen for me to say the words used to 3 times. On Saturday, I got up early to go to my 7 o'clock yoga class. Most of my friends like to sleep late on weekends, but I've been going to this class for a year now. So, I am used to waking at sunrise. A few weeks ago, I finally persuaded my friend Tanya to come. She is not a morning person. But after a month of our new routine, she is getting used to the early hours. After class, we like to get breakfast at a cafe down the street. Every week, she orders the same thing. Banana pancakes. I used to eat pancakes, but now I enjoy something lighter, like yogurt and fruit. I hope you heard me say used to 3 times as I told my story. But each phrase looks and sounds a little different. These were the phrases from the story. Be used to, get used to, and used to. The phrase used to is unrelated to the other two phrases. But be used to and get used to have similar meanings and sentence structures. Some English learners have trouble distinguishing between the three. Others can tell them apart, but have trouble forming sentences with them. So, on today's Everyday Grammar program, I will show you how to recognize and use each. Let's start with the last phrase, used to. Used to is considered a modal verb, though an unusual one since it is only found in the past tense. Choose used to say that something existed or happened repeatedly in the past, but does not exist or happen now. For example, I said, I used to eat pancakes. That means I ate them repeatedly in the past, but do not anymore. The sentence structure for used to will always go like this. Subject plus used to plus base verb. The base form of a verb is its shortest form, with no S ending. Look for that structure in these examples, including my own. I used to eat pancakes, but now I enjoy something lighter, like yogurt and fruit.
Sasha used to live on Atlantic Avenue near Vanderbilt Street.
He didn't used to believe in ghosts, but he said he saw one at his grandmother's house.
As you just heard, the negative of used to is did not used to, or the more common, didn't used to. Notice the word use does not end with the letter D in the negative. That is because did is already the past tense. Now, let's talk about be used to. Choose be used to say you are accustomed to something, and so it seems normal or usual. If you are used to something, it is not difficult, new, or strange. In be used to, the verb be can take the present, past, or future tense, though future is less common. And the words used to are an adjective, not a modal verb. Earlier, you heard the present tense am in my sentence, I am used to waking at sunrise. That means I am accustomed to it. The sentence structure goes like this. Subject plus be plus used to plus gerund, noun, or pronoun. In other words, the phrase be used to will be followed by some kind of noun, whether gerund or otherwise. You may remember that a gerund is a kind of noun that ends in ing. Listen to a few examples, including my own. Pay attention to the verb tense of be, and note that nouns follow be used to. But I've been going to this class for a year now, so I am used to waking at sunrise.
She doesn't think Dami is strange. She is used to him.
Look, the bird is frightened. It is not used to large crowds.
Notice that the negative for be used to is be not used to. And finally, we have get used to. Remember, this phrase is related in meaning to be used to. The difference is that get used to means someone is, was, or will become accustomed to something. So the verb get in the phrase can take the present, past, or future tense. For example, I said this about Tanya. She is getting used to the early hours. That means she is becoming accustomed to being awake in the early morning. The words used to and the phrase get used to are also an adjective. The sentence structure goes like this. Subject plus get plus used to plus gerund, noun, or pronoun. Listen for the verb tense of get in the following examples. And take note that nouns follow get used to. But after a month of our new routine, she is getting used to the early hours.
I hated this haircut at first, but I got used to it. I like it now.
The baby will not get used to the new sitter. I think she misses her dad.
Note the negative of get used to, which is not get used to. And that's it for today. I hope you have a relaxing weekend ahead, too. I'm Alice Bryant.